This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. This episode of the Sportsman's Empire is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Since 1952, Interstate Batteries has been evoking compassion and a trustworthy spirit into the surrounding communities. Interstate Batteries is a mission-driven company fueled by purpose and guided by their values. If you need help locating a specific battery, stop into your local Interstate Batteries retail store and speak with a battery specialist. They even offer cell phone repairs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
5 a.m. I'm up with a crisp Celsius energy drink. Running 12 miles today. Grab a green juice, quick change, and head to work. Meetings, workshops, one more Celsius, no slowing down. Working late, but obviously still meeting the girls for a little dancing. Celsius. Live. Fit. Go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
I saw this app.
I got a hit.
In the new limited series, DTF St. Louis, Jason Bateman, David Harbour, and Linda Cardellini star as three suburbanites who spice up their love lives.
Wow.
Don't miss the new HBO original limited series, DTF St. Louis, premiering March 1st on HBO Max.
Spring break isn't what it used to be. It's better. This spring, stay three nights and get a $50 Best Western gift card. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Visit bestwestern.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Jacob. Thank you for joining me. This is Hunt Detail, and we are continuing our discussion on out-of-state hunt objectives, planning, and systems. And today we're going to get into the system part. All of this sort of links together. You start with your hunt objective, you build your hunt plan, and now you have your hunt systems. And your systems are those things that you, when you need them, you don't have to really think about them in terms they are there. And I'll give you some examples of what we're going to go over today. Your water system, your food system, your vehicle sort of emergency system. Like if you have a flat tire, we're going to get into some of the details there, some things that you should keep in your vehicle as you travel out of state. Your bow repair system. What happens if you accidentally cut your string, or there's some, you drop your bow or something happens to it? Can you repair it in the field? Because you're 4 hours away from the nearest bow shop, and oh, by the way, they don't have time to fix it. And so it's important to have these systems in place. We're also going to talk about your food system. And some of this stuff may apply to you, and some of it may not. If you're hunting Ohio or something, or Iowa, and you're going to be living out of your truck or renting an Airbnb, maybe you don't have to worry about some of these things. But if you're going to be hunting in the backcountry at some point, whether it's this year or the year's future, then you're going to want to think about these systems, because every ounce matters if you're hunting in the backcountry. So we'll talk about all of these things, and they do apply to a lot of different scenarios if you're traveling out of state to hunt this fall. Next week, we'll get into like emergency kit, clothing, equipment systems, sleep system, talk about bear country and sort of what sort of systems you put in place around that. And so that's sort of where we are this week. A couple of things. in Amazon, the Western Elk Hunt Planner has 7 reviews, all 5 stars. It's normally like $20 for the Kindle version, which is like your ebook. And Kindle software is free through Amazon. So you download Kindle and then you can purchase this book for now, the Kindle version, $1.99. I finally fixed the thing, the pricing issue. I apologize for the delay on that. It's $1.99. It's the lowest I could go, but it's there. I'm going to leave it for $1.99 for several months here, and I would encourage you to pause this, grab it. It's a great resource. I think you'll find value in it, even if you're not planning an elk hunt this year. And if you could do me a favor, give it a 5 stars, share it with a friend, tell them to go buy it for $1.99. They can download it to their phone or their iPad, wherever you can get Kindle software, through the App Store. And then also do me a favor, go to this podcast on iTunes or Spotify or whatever platform you're listening to. Give us a 5 stars. If you're finding value in this, I really appreciate it. Give it a 5-star review. And then lastly, a partner, Raw Rev, they make fantastic high protein, low sugar, like 2 grams of sugar protein bars that right now, if you use the code DETAIL, DETAIL, you can get 20% off. And I think they have, honestly, I think they have some sort of Memorial Day sale going on right now, or you can get 20% off. But personally, if you heard it here, I really would encourage you to use DETAIL at the when you check out, and it really helps the podcast. And I use them almost daily as a sort of a low sugar snack. But also, when I'm going out of state, I really like to have high protein, low sugar, whether it's whitetail hunting, elk hunting, whatever. And when I go out west on this mule deer hunt this year, going to be the same thing. I'm going to have some Raw Rev bars in my food system. And so so let's talk about some of this. Now, I'm going to start with your vehicle. And because I think that applies to everybody, obviously. If you're going out of state, you're going to be driving your car, or your buddy's going to be driving or something. And one of the things that I keep in all my vehicles, and I think this would also apply to your spouse's vehicle. Think about this. You're out of town and you don't have any issues with your car, but your spouse does. I mean, your wife has some issues, or your girlfriend or whatever. You're going to want to make sure that her vehicle's set up for issues, so that if stuff hits the fan, she's able to get things resolved without having you be distracted while you're hunting. Because, you know, hunting does take a lot of focus. So I keep Fix-A-Flat in my vehicle. Now, Fix-A-Flat does ruin the interior of a tire, but sometimes you just need it, and it's good to have. I also have a full-size spare. There's also another patch kit that I purchased recently that looked really interesting, where it's an actual patch kit that people use at a tire shop, but you could potentially fix it yourself. I keep a quart of oil just in case the vehicle gets low on oil. I keep an air pump that plugs into the cigarette adapter. Or the cigarette lighter adapter, which is kind of weird that vehicles still have that, but it pumps in there and you can run it and put air in your tire. I have jumper cables, but I also have a battery jump, and I have one of these in my wife's car. So it's basically a giant battery pack that has cables coming out of it, and you charge it. And then you can jump your own vehicle without the use of another car. And that's obviously nice to have, because you may be in a situation where you don't have another vehicle nearby, and you're in the middle of nowhere and you're like, how the hell am I going to get this thing to jump? So I also have a winch. I bought one at Harbor Freight a few years ago. And if you get into a situation where you need to move something off the road, or your vehicle gets stuck in a ditch or something, a winch can be something that could be really helpful. Or maybe if you're trying to move the vehicle, you don't want it to slide, you can sort of get creative with that winch. and it might help keep your vehicle stable. You may want to consider bringing tire chains or those traction plates. I have traction plates. I don't, you know, these are all things that you probably don't need, but it's, again, it's nice to have because you want to be able to just go. And if you're going in the backcountry of a Western state, you may run into other hunters or hikers, or you may not. And you want to be able to not be dependent upon others. You may not even, you likely won't have a cell signal. And so, you know, those are some things that I bring. And boy, I just thought of something and then I just lost it. But so think about being independent as it relates to vehicle repair. Obviously, bring some tools, the equipment that you need to change a tire. And let's keep moving. I had something else related to the vehicle, but I'll have to get, oh, chainsaw. That's what it was, chainsaw. And why would you need a chainsaw? Well, you're trying to get to a particular point and you have a tree that's fallen across an old logging road or a gravel road, or you're trying to get out and something like that's happened. And so I know it seems like, oh my gosh, a chainsaw, really? I need to bring that. But again, these sort of things happen. A storm comes through, a tree falls across an area, you're sort of stuck. You're at the mercy of other people at that point. And so for me, I throw in a chainsaw to just to have. And I know it seems like I'm bringing a whole house full of things, but it doesn't seem important until it really is. Let's talk about bow repair. Again, this applies to any out-of-state area that you're traveling to. An extra release, a mobile bow press, which I have both. I have an extra release and a mobile bow press, serving string, a D-loop material. Sometimes I'll even bring a backup bow. My son has a Mission bow he got a number of years ago, and I'll bring that just in case something happens to my bow. Again, seems like a lot. Videotape the settings on your bow and bring the tools, obviously, to make those adjustments. Something happens, you drop your bow, something seems off. When you get there, you shoot it, it seems off. And if you videotape the marks on your bow, where the how the cams are set up, how your sight housing, sight pin is set up, your rest, and you can even take like a silver highlighter or silver marker and sort of mark areas where it's like, okay, this is where the cam and the bow limb meet. So I put a mark there on the cam, or other areas so that something gets out of whack, you've got something to reference to fix it in the field. Or again, you have a backup bow. Obviously, you want to bring a target and some practice heads. And a lot of this stuff that I'm talking about, I do have it in that Western Elk Hunt Planner for $1.99 on the Kindle version. Or if you want to buy the paperback, it's a little bit more. But it's great to sort of talk through these things and think about these things, because it's like, holy crud, sometimes we might feel like we thought of everything, and then it's like, oh, I didn't even think about that. So let's talk about your water system. Now, if you're camping, you're staying at an Airbnb, or you're camping at your truck, or you're using a guide or whatever, then you probably don't need to think much about water. You need about 5 liters of water a day. And I'll share with you a number of years ago, I shot an elk, and I was with two other people. I broke off from them to go after this herd. So I dropped down one mountain, I guess, and then went up another mountain after them. And they were on fire. And it was really, really cool experience. And I knew I was low on water. This was only a few days into the trip. I think it was day three, quite honestly. And the chore of water is something that will catch up with you if you don't have a good system. And so I was already, I think, dehydrated on some level, because you need 5 liters of water a day. You have to scoop the water, have it, use the, hook the way that I've done it traditionally. And some people will take a water, a SteriPen out to, in the field with them, or a water filter out into the field with them, and to just scoop water and just drink water, or sterilize it with a SteriPen. But my experience has been that, yes, you'll come across water occasionally, whether it's a creek or a pond or whatever, but it's not enough to make sure that you get your full 5 liters. So for me, when I'm camping, I need to be have water somewhere nearby where I scoop it up. I'll scoop up roughly 6 liters into like this a bag. And you'll see them. It's a gravity water system. In the bag, you just put in the water, the creek, you grab the water, you hang that up on a tree. If the gravity, it's the water's dripping through a filter. I use the filter from Hydropack, and I'll talk about the Hydropack bags in a minute here. There's a lot of different, I think Platypus, there's a lot of different water filtration systems out there, but I use a gravity water filter. I'm trying to get 6 liters of water, scoop it up, and then I have these 6 liter bags from Hydropack. They're called the Expedition. I'm sorry, they're 8 liter bags, I think. But I usually targeting like 6 liters of water. And I love the Hydropack bags, especially like the Expedition and the Hydropack Flex bottle. It is a sort of it's a plastic, but it's more like a silicone plastic mix. It's very tough. It's not something that is going to puncture easily. And I don't know how, it seems like it would take some effort to puncture it at all. And the Expedition has a cap, a lid that sort of screws on, but it also has a port where you can plug in your a tube. And you can use it to drink, of course. It also has a spigot that pops in there. It's a really nice setup. And so it gives you flexibility, and I have two of those. And so ideally what you want to do is scoop water either at night and then have it filtering in the, while you're asleep, or do it in the morning, or do both. But you really have to figure out a system to, because you're going to want to get up early, you're going to want to hunt all day, and you're going to get back late at night to your tent, wherever you're camping, or you're going to set up late at night. And water's heavy, and what you really want to take is your 5 liters with you, but you need 5 liters for the next day, which was going to start in a few hours, and you're going to try to get some sleep, and you want to make dinner, and you want to get to bed. And if you have to walk, if you have to hike in the dark to go get water, you're just going to be like, this is ridiculous. And, it's going to catch up with you. And so ultimately I'll talk more about my system, but the system I had a few years ago when I went to kill this elk was not set up in a way that was efficient. And therefore I wasn't getting enough water. I was already dehydrated. I was running low on water as I dropped down and went up, and there were several bulls bugling, and I was just following that herd as much as I could keep up with them. They finally set up and bedded and got an opportunity, shot a bull. He's a 5x5, shot him in the chest at 30 yards. It was a frontal, and a shot that I had planned for, quite honestly. It's a part of, a system, I suppose, where I'm like, I already know the anatomy of the elk, and I know that if I make a frontal shot at this particular spot, that it'll be an effective shot. And it was. He dropped immediately. He died in 5 seconds right in front of me. blood everywhere. And it was truly amazing. So I dropped back down, and the two others that were with me dropped down. We meet at the bottom, and then we all three go up to get this elk and to start processing him. And that was a chore. The terrain was straight up and straight down. And it was difficult to move these quarters to an area. We were in grizzly country. Wanted to put it in an area where it would get some cool air. Knew that we were going to leave the meat there overnight. We're going to talk about your system as it relates to the pack out in the next episode. And that's important. And so finally got those quarters running. I was fully out of water. And so were they at this point. It was well into the night. All three of us were out of water, completely dehydrated, couldn't even talk. My mouth was so dry from dust. And we had a several mile hike back to our camp. And I, let's see. So we, water's gone, the meat is cut up, and we did not bring any down. I was so exhausted and so dehydrated that I was like, I have to come back for it tomorrow once we get some water in us. So we dropped down, we hike several, it was several miles, several hours later, we get back to our tent. I believe I had some water there. We did have a life straw. So at one point we got onto a creek and drank from that. But we were so dehydrated at this point and so far below dehydration. I mean, it was, you know, the next day I'm peeing brown, which is, you know, my kidneys are dehydrated and I'm in rough shape. And so are they. So later on that next day, we have plenty of water. We're under in a much better situation. And we pack it. We finish packing that elk out. And all went well. But it's one of those things that you don't. That's why when you have systems in place, you're able to hunt more fully engaged. If you don't have an effective system, then you're constantly worrying about these things. You're worried about your food, or you're worried about bears, or you're worried about your water. And it makes for a distracted hunt. And so that's why it's important to do a lot of this prep work now, so that when you're out there, you're fully dedicated, fully engaged, and everything is running from an operation standpoint, runs very smoothly. And so what I would recommend is, I do have a SteriPen. I do have a water bottle that has the filter built into it, which is the HydroPack Flex bottle. And I can fill it with clean water, or I can fill it with dirty water, but one way or another, I'm good to go if I come across a lake or a pond or a creek in the field. And then I also have 4 to 5 liters. Well, actually, a 3 liter HydroPack bag that is, I can't remember the name of it, but it's a but it does have the tube and the bite valve on it that fits in the backpack. And so ultimately, I try to consume about 5 liters of water a day, and it's really not even including my meal. If I have a dehydrated meal and I need some water. I also like to drink black tea when I'm there, whether it's mid-morning or in the evening or something. And so there's I would encourage you, I do have a video on this on the Hunt Detail YouTube channel. It's just go to Hunt Detail on YouTube, subscribe to it, and then you can look at my, just look for water system. I think I did it late last year in 2024. But those are the things that you have to think about from a water standpoint. And it does really matter, like as much as all of this matters. Now, let's talk about food. Now, I have in the past targeted about 3,000 calories a day. But what I found is that it's way too much. And you want to try to stay under 2 pounds for your food, 2 pounds a day. So you want to get calorie dense things that you like. You maybe throw in packets of olive oil that go with your dehydrated meals, which I've done, peanut butter, I mean, you just want things that are nutrient dense and calorie dense. And so I would personally stay away from junk food. I know like a Snickers sounds great and you could absolutely take that. And I've done that, but I'm just saying like junk food from the standpoint of like potato chips or things that are sort of calorie dense, but not nutritionally dense. And for me, it's, the dehydrated meals. So I will take some, and I also make my own, which I prefer to make my own because it just has a better taste. I have a dehydrator. Jerky is great. Peanuts is great. The raw rev bars that I've mentioned, don't forget detail for 20% off. Those are the things that I bring, and I will bring other like an RX bar or RX bars. I like those a lot. But I try to do things that have low sugar. When I take a bunch of things with a bunch of sugar, unless I'm intentionally trying to like, I'll take some of the energy chews that are out there, that have some caffeine in them or some dark chocolate covered coffee beans for some caffeine and some sugar and sort of a boost there. But I purposely try to not bring a bunch of sugar-laden snacks because they're cheap calories and they're not necessarily nutrient-dense. And I don't feel good, honestly. It doesn't make me feel good. I will take my multivitamins with me. I will take some CBD that might help me sleep well and also sort of works as a natural pain reliever. And Element or Arlite, I think it's called Arlite, but the electrolyte mixes that do not have sugar in them. I think Liquid IV still has sugar. They may have come out with one version that doesn't, but you know, those are the types of things that I'm bringing, and I will shrink wrap each day on its own. And I will number those days, day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. So I have, let's say, 10 shrink wrapped bags for each day. And so if I'm going out on a 3-day circle, 3-day loop, I grab 3 bags. Or, you know, so it's really, I don't have like a yard sale of food just floating around in a box or a bunch of it in my bag. I just have it all individually shrunk wrapped. It pushes out all the air and it makes it very small and compact. And that's how I have my food system. So I don't have to think about my food. It's like, okay, we're leaving. I'm getting up at early in the morning or getting ready late at night for the next morning. So I can just grab what I need, throw it in the pack, and it's all there, you know, including, you know, my vitamins, including the electrolytes, including the raw rev bars and the other, you know, proteins that I take with me and the other carbs. So that's sort of some of the systems. Now, next week, we will get in, like I said, to emergency kits, packouts, clothing systems, equipment, sleep system, those sorts of things. But these are all critical and all important. Hope you're finding this helpful, useful. Go purchase the book for $1.99 off Amazon, Western Elk Hunt Planner. Give it 5 stars. Give this podcast 5 stars and go purchase some raw rev bars using the code DETAIL. Have a wonderful rest of your week and we'll talk again next week. Thanks so much.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th, U.S. only. See store online for details.
Your little one grew 3 inches overnight. Adorable. Also, expensive. sell their pint-sized pieces on Depop and list them in minutes with no selling fees. Because somewhere, a dad refuses to pay full price for the clothes his kids will outgrow tomorrow. And he's ready to buy your son's entire wardrobe right now. Consider your future growth spurt budget secured. Start selling on Depop, where taste recognizes taste. Payment processing fees and boosting fees still apply. See website for details.
We heard you. 9 years of Bring Back the Snack Wrap, and you've won. But maybe you should have asked for more. Say hello to the Hot Honey Snack Wrap. Now you've really won. Go to McDonald's and get it while you can.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.